What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. If you are new here, this is a podcast I generally do Monday through Friday, but we are taking a season. Okay. We're taking a season. And I feel like the most important podcast I could leave you with is Microdosing Monday. Okay. Microdosing has become a way of life for me. I was going to say obsession, but now it's just like an afterthought. It is something I just generally do. Like you wake up and you brush your teeth. That is what microdosing is to me. And when I talk about microdosing, we are talking about psilocybin. Okay. Not getting high, not, you know, tripping balls, not seeing things, no, you know, body experience. It is literally just a microdose that you take that changes the pathways in your brain. It changes the way that your brain communicates with itself and everything else in your body. It's kind of miraculous. And I feel like what's going on in the world right now is that people have a, like, there's a psilocybin shortage, okay? When you are struggling with things like anxiety, depression, overthinking, anxious thoughts, PTSD, all these things, I think it's because you are lacking psilocybin in your body. So let's jump into it. I feel like, first of all, I want to say thank you for your patience because it's rainy season here in Southwest Michigan, and I live in this tiny ass town that we have a huge college here, one of the biggest Seventh-day Adventist colleges in the nation, okay? Huge college, right? Lots of money pouring in. But for some reason, the town I live in can't afford Wi-Fi, okay? They can't get the, what is the cable? Like there's some fiber optic cable that people bring in and they have really good Wi-Fi. No, bitch, I feel like we're still on dial-up, okay? So when we have storms come in, like it's rainy and windy right now, everything takes forever to upload. So anytime I'm going through a storm, we struggle with uploading, but I'm here, bitch. I'm here. And as long as it takes to get this to post for you, I'm going to continue to try to post it. But yeah, it feels like it's been forever. And you know how I know my life is chaos? It's that like when I see people every week and they're like, what's going on? I'm just like, oh, you know, the same thing, because how do I tell people every week that my life is fucking chaos? Like we literally just got a new puppy. Yep. Sleepless nights, all the things, like lots of pee and poop. My kitchen is literally a puppy potty right now, but he is cute as shit. I had quite an adventure at the vet today, but I'm going to save that for another day because I feel like I feel really good right now. And I want to just talk about like, I just want to be in a good headspace for you guys because I'm excited about Microdose Monday and I have literally missed talking to you guys. So I want to jump into the things that mean the most to me, and it's not going to include other people's negativity. You know what I'm saying? So I've been someone that has been obsessed with personal development. A few years ago, I started a network marketing business, an MLM business, and this kind of forced me to hold myself accountable because when you work from home, there's no one that's on your ass, like telling you to do the things, right? And then all of a sudden it's you against you and you're dealing with all these inner voices, your trauma starts coming up, your insecurities come out. And then all of a sudden you feel like I'm not worthy of this. Like I'm making money and I'm thinking I don't deserve this. And I just deal with like personal development was facing me head on. And as every step I would take, it's like getting harder, right? So I kept wishing, hoping, dreaming that something would come along and make things easier. And nothing came. I wasn't getting as lucky as all of the people I saw around me. I wasn't as lucky as the power lines in my industry making millions of dollars. I wasn't, you know, it just wasn't happening for me. No matter how hard I worked, I was like repelling success. Okay. So I went through this process of a huge wake-up call of just one day I'm like, oh my God, no one's coming to save me. No one's coming to save me. And there is a backstory to that, you guys. And I'm not going to talk about that today. That could be another podcast, but I will direct you to a place if you want to hear about it. I wrote a book called Once Upon a Time, Bitches. And literally my struggle with personal development, my struggle with facing myself, that's where this all came to the forefront. And I'm going to tell you guys what I know to be true. The last thing that people want to look at is themselves. And you can call yourself out on this bullshit, and I'm going to show you how. If you start noticing the faults and the flaws in everyone around you, if you're annoyed and frustrated by everyone around you, you're not looking at yourself 100%. Because here's what happens. There is a huge shift. When you start dealing with your shit, when you start healing your shit, facing your shit, owning your shit, the people around you can't touch you in immeasurable ways. They just can't fucking touch you. So if you're struggling right now and you're like, everyone around me is fucking annoying, everyone around me, you know, is exhausting and I'm overstimulated and I'm just fucking stressed out and all the things, bitch, you need to look in the mirror. Okay. And what psilocybin has done for me is that after I've done the work, okay, I've gone through the coaching, the therapy, all the things, all the journaling, all the things. And there was just something that wasn't touching everything. Okay. No matter how much I healed, there was still just this little part of me that kept like falling into this escape. And I feel like part of that is because personal development was kind of a personal self-destruction for me. And I'm going to say that I'm not the same person I was 2 years ago. Okay. I've done a lot of coaching with some incredible women and I have flipped. I have changed my story. I have flipped my, you know, method of operation. Like it's all different because I've had so many realizations of how I have fallen into the trap of people before me. And that's the thing. I would find these mentors and I'm like, they're doing so great. This has to be the right thing. And I start adopting things before I actually put them into practice. Personal development is like the death of me. Okay. Because you can put yourself in every personal development approach. And what you're going to do is you're going to hyper-focus on the shit. Okay. If you are not healed and you are not owning your stuff, you're going to hyper-focus on little things. And for me, that was my thinking. My whole motto, like my life message, was that thoughts become things. And this was a thing for so fucking long, literally telling my clients, bitch, thoughts become things. Your thoughts are everything. Your thoughts become things. And we start becoming afraid of that. And that fucks everything up. Okay. Because I would tell myself, this is what would happen. I would be like, okay, so I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in choosing our vibration in the universe. I truly know within my core that we create our reality. And so I was running into a wall every time because of my thoughts. I'm thinking my thoughts become things. But we have so many fucking thoughts in a day. There's no way to possibly keep track of all of them. But I was just in this default way of thinking that my thoughts would become things. So the minute I would have a bad thought, it would overtake me 100%. I'm like, oh my God, I can't have anxiety. And then guess what I'm going to have? A fucking anxiety attack, right? That's what happens. We start attracting the thing we're thinking about. And then I just became so afraid of my thoughts that I was spiraling out of control, even when I thought I was healing and dealing with the trauma. Even in my moments of meditation, my moments of journaling, that one little thought would fuck me up. And what I've learned from microdosing is that thoughts are just, it's entertainment. Okay. It's literally the thought we choose. The thought we choose, the thing that feels good. And we are literally, your purpose right now is to choose all the thoughts that feel really good to you. And you're still going to have thoughts that don't feel good. You're still going to have an experience in life that doesn't feel good. And it just redirects you, reroutes you to find those moments that do feel good, because that's where your focus should lie. Okay. So there's so many personal development approaches in life, right? Like, love yourself enough and everything is okay, right? You've got to love you. But when you are so obsessed with like this idea of you have to be fixed or something is broken or you have to develop yourself, you become so unattached from the core of who you really are. And I had a mentor once tell me, okay, and this was probably the most money I'd ever spent on a coach. And I thought it was the biggest fucking waste of money because I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Okay. She's like, you just have to be. Just be. There's no secret. There's no magic formula. You just have to be. And when you're in this masculine energy of trying to fix things, trying to force things, trying to do these things, trying to just heal, thinking that you have to fix your thoughts, it's a toxic idea, okay? Because you can't sit still, right? Your worth is in everything you're doing, you're producing, what you're becoming, all of that shit, okay? I wrote the Once Upon a Time Bitches book. And I did that because I realized like no one was coming to save me. I had to save myself. And then I overcompensated as a hero, right? I overcompensated in just every aspect of my life. I never allowed myself just to step into the feminine to just be. to just be who the fuck you are unapologetically, to just be able to demand what I like and don't like and leave it at that. There's no, I set the boundaries. I don't have to back up on my boundaries. But the world can seem so fucking scary when we get out of control. Love yourself enough. Have compassion for other people. No matter how good some of these personal development approaches sound, they don't work long term. They just don't. And I did the work. I let off the gas. I kind of fell into like the faith of like, all right, God, you've got a mission for me. You want me to be somewhere. You want me to be someone. You want me to do something to the core of who I really am. I'm just going to jump. I'm going to jump and feel where you're guiding me. And I found the truth in microdosing psilocybin. And what happened is that my first week of microdosing, all of a sudden, I wasn't like overrun with those over anxious thoughts. I started to be very aware of the fact they were just thoughts and I could laugh them off. They didn't control me. They didn't decide my future. One bad thought wasn't going to derail my life forever. Okay. So, you know, that pain in my shoulder that I thought was leading to a heart attack, which probably meant I had super cancer and I was going to die on WebMD. Like I could laugh it off of just like, okay, this I'm literally, it was a thought. It was a thought. I had pain in my shoulder, which is absolutely human because we're human doing human things. Our body still feels things. But where am I now? And I do this daily check-in with myself of like, how do I feel? How does my body feel? What do I need to give to God? What do I need help with today? And what do I want to choose for myself today? I go through a literal checklist and I do it in a space where I'm not emotionally moved by everything. Like I'm not emotionally triggered. I can see situations with an awareness. There's this thing I've learned, like people that are out there acting like they love everyone, these people that are like the self-love gurus that are like, I love you, I love you, I love you. They're not being honest. They're not. Because at the end of the day, the truth is other people are always going to annoy us. Situations are going to piss us off. Like we literally, my husband and I had, we're readjusting. It's like we have a new baby in the house. Okay. So things have shifted. Like I'm literally sleeping on the couch because I have a 10-week-old puppy who can only be alone every 3 to 4 hours and he cries. And so I get up. My husband works every fucking day at, you know, 2:30 in the morning. So I take responsibility for that. I'm excited. I'm excited to care for this baby. I get it. He's a baby. I have maternal instincts. Like it's my nature and I love doing it. Okay. I love it. Not so much standing out in the rain for 2 days, but like I still love him and I want him to feel loved and cared for, right? But it is an adjustment because all of a sudden I'm not in bed. I'm not there. We have different schedules. We're, you know, cleaning up dog shit 100% of the time. We're dealing with a puppy that needs 100% attention. And not just that, I bought a kitten. I have a kitten coming home in June. So the minute the puppy's okay, I have a new baby where I'm going to be sleeping in the office. So the baby can be quarantined for a couple weeks. So this summer is just a huge summer of separation. And we felt that. And like when we are not on the same page, we are triggered by everything. Like kids are annoying. Life is annoying. And we regret every decision we ever make. And we're looking at each other like, fuck this. And it's like, you know, we take it out on each other, you know, and it was just taking that deep breath in the moment of like, look, it's okay. We're going to be irritated. We're going to be overwhelmed. We're going to be exhausted. Is it fucking worth it? Yes, because this dog is the bee's knees. Okay. Bodhi is fucking amazing. And we will sacrifice the shit. It's a season. It's like every time I've had a baby, our lives had to adjust and we're doing that same thing. I'm microdosing. I'm doing the work. I'm a healed human, but guess what? I still get pissed off. Still get pissed off. I still get annoyed. I literally am bartending at a place where I have to work with an employee that I am not okay with. Okay. Like I'm sure this person is great outside of work and I'm not like dehumanizing this person as a human. But when I go to my bartending shift, I bartend 3 nights a week. And that is a way for me to escape like all this chaos. Okay. As much as I love being the caretaker, I'm a mother, I'm all those things. I still need a break. And that's part of like my microdosing has given me permission, basically, to still be me and do all the things. I can do all the things, but yes, 3 nights a week, I get to leave and not be mom. I don't have to babysit, right? Well, all of a sudden, you know, we have someone hired where it's like a babysitting job. Like, I can never find this person. Every day this person is crying. There's always something going on in their life. And here's the thing. I'm coming to work to just do a job, right? I don't bring my baggage every day and unload it on everybody. I just want to come in there, fucking hang out with people, make some great drinks, make some cool connections, do my shit, respect the restaurant boundaries, fucking do my shit and get the fuck out of there. Okay. I'm there the other night for an extra, like, over an hour just waiting for this person to do a job that should have taken 20 minutes. Okay. I get irritated. I'm microdosing. I'm healed. Guess what, bitch? I get irritated and I wasn't hateful. I just, like, keep my mouth shut. I just keep my mouth shut and I do my job. And then I just, that's it. Like, give people their space to be themselves. Okay. So these gurus that are teaching you that you've got to love everyone, there is peace, there is joy, fucking toxicity, run, bitch. Okay. You're still going to get mad. It's like being in the car. I post these memes all the time of, like, yeah, I'm very peace, love, and joy until I get in the car and I'm in the parent pickup line and someone doesn't take their turn or they cut in line and I'm the bitch that's going to cut someone. Okay. We're human. We came here to choose these emotions, all of them, all of the emotions. These people that are out there, like, love yourself, love everybody, it's a smokescreen. Okay. These motherfuckers are hiding their feelings of anger. They're hiding their feelings of bitterness. They're hiding their feelings of powerlessness. They're hiding their feelings of resentment. Bitch, I fell for that shit. Okay. I fell for it. And then I thought I was broken because I'm like, this doesn't feel good. Like, I feel all this rage building up inside me and I just want to punch someone in the face. That's true. And that's it. I would keep trying. I would keep trying and trying and trying. And I would keep failing, failing, failing. And I'm thinking, maybe I'm doing something wrong, right? And that's where we start hiring all these people to try to give us the secret. Like, I want to live my life without feeling the constant pressure of having to do it right, without having to feel like there's a specific guideline. I just want to be in every single moment, okay? And sometimes, honestly, as much as I love the focus of personal development, because you do fucking matter. And I guarantee 7 out of 10 of you bitches are not fucking developing yourselves. You're not even trying. Okay. There's a way to develop yourself without falling into the toxic bullshit. It is literally holding yourself accountable, making the good choices. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you staying present and aware? Or are you just letting your shit thoughts take over and then you're just a reactive asshole? A lot of people get onto this personal development route and you feel like you're on a merry-go-round of madness and you're just fucking stuck. You're stuck for months and years because you think you're broken because all these people just keep saying, love, peace, joy, never feel angry, think positive, just think positive. You should never have bad thoughts, ever. I used to freak out. My husband would be like, oh my God, I just want to kill people. He meant it. He still means it. Okay. Like, we cannot talk about anything political or anything in the news without him going through this phase of, like, I just want to kill people. And then I had this conversation with my gorgeous, beautiful, loving son, this beautiful human I gave birth to. And he's like, this world is disgusting. Like, people need to die. I used to freak out. I'm like, that's not good. We can't think like that. That was really toxic. These people are angry. My husband and my son are watching pedophiles get away with things. They're watching people get away with mass murder and not being held accountable. They're watching these people do things and there's no repercussions. I was the toxic person. I used to think this is so toxic. Like, this is so scary. These people want to kill people. My husband wants to kill people. I get it. I get it now. And I'm going to say it's because absolutely microdosing gives me a different perspective. Of, like, there is no accountability and it doesn't have to be what overcomes us, but I can respect where my husband feels without judgment because I was so pressured by living in a light of perfection, living in a light of no flawed feelings. Like, we shouldn't want to hurt other people. That's toxic. We should be love, just constant love, love, love. Let's just love each other. Let's love everybody else. That heals everything, right? Bitch, love is not enough. Not even for yourself. You can tell yourself you love yourself all day, but if you're not making choices to represent and respect that love you have for yourself, you're doing it wrong. That's not love. Sometimes love is discipline, sacrifice, heartbreak. Love hurts. We came here to experience those emotions. If you want to get off of the merry-go-round, if you want to say, fuck this toxic level of thinking, microdose, 100%. That's it. You could take the road of personal development strictly by itself. It's going to take you a long fucking time. I mean, a whole lifetime. And I still, even with microdosing, I know that there's things I'm going to be working on and growing through, but I still get to enjoy this experience without intrusive thoughts, without a toxic way of thinking. I have a new connection to everything in the world around me. I didn't even know what love was until I started microdosing. It is a whole different experience without conditions. That's it. There's no weird thinking. We don't have to chant. No heroic acts of virtue. There's no right way to think. And that's why people struggle with the idea of microdosing, because it seems too easy. It seems too easy that we could take something that is going to take the weight of the world off our shoulders. That's too easy. And that's probably why it's something that is not legal. It's probably why it's not something that's accessible. And that's a lie, because it is. You can get it in a lot of places. And if you are struggling to find something, if you're like, yes, I have to microdose, I have to, you know, lift the weight off my shoulders of life, and I just want to be myself, I just want to be, I am in a season of being. I've set boundaries. I've set back my work schedule, all of it. Like, I am cutting everything out that wasn't allowing me just to be. I had to get my shit right. It feels good to have that level of freedom, to be able to call the shots on your life without the stress or the worry. What are people going to think? What are people going to say? Am I failing if I cut all of my coaching clients in half? Am I failing if I don't do a podcast 5 days a week? Am I failing if I don't put out another book right now? I don't have those thoughts anymore. I just get to be me. I get to focus on the things that I love. And right now, I'm in the season of a baby puppy and soon a baby kitten. And I love it. I love it. I want you to be able to take the weight of the world off your shoulders, to just be someone who's experiencing your life, not someone who is constantly trying to figure out how to get light years ahead in the future and not deal with things in your past. And you're just in limbo on that merry-go-round, wanting to throw up the entire fucking time. When's the last time you just had a day of just peace and joy where you weren't stressed out? You weren't sitting there thinking about everything you had to do, everything that was coming. When is the last time you just sat in your feelings, in your experience, in your healing, all of it? I want that for you. You chose to come here. And then you refuse to take power in being able to create your life. You have had the choice all along. All of it. And it's not up to anyone else. No one is coming to save you. Once upon a time, bitches.com, you can get the book. No one's coming to save you. You are your own hero. And nobody wins a war alone. 100%. That's a fact. And I respect the journey that it takes to get you to the point of understanding that you're probably just short on psilocybin, okay? Psilocybin does shit in your brain that other things aren't going to do. Your therapist cannot change the scientific wiring in your brain. They can't. But they can pressure you to think that you have the power to do it all on your own, and that's not always necessary. It's not always true. They can scare the shit out of you and make you think that your thoughts can rewire everything, them and them alone, when literally there is something that science has proven to open up those pathways for better communication, to open up new ways of thinking so you can stop living in default mode. You can stop resorting back to who you were, who you think you should be, and you get to start becoming who you want to be. That's why I love microdosing. I love it. And I thought that was important to share with you today. I don't want you to think that I'm all zen, baby, that everything is groovy and I don't freak out. I still, like, trust me, I hate people. Like, I wish, oh, couldn't we just create a world where we just can be with the people that we love? You can. You can. I'm making sure that I don't end up having to work with someone that drives me fucking crazy all the time. I change my shifts. I change my schedule. I change my hours. I say no to situations that are not going to serve me. You get to choose. And if you're not changing something in your life, I want to make that clear. You're choosing it. So if you have some shit happening right now that you're not comfortable with, bitch, you're choosing it unless you're changing it. Okay. I'm going to leave you with that today. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be here next Monday. Hopefully it's not a stormy week and I'll be here early AM, but either way you have like 7 days to listen to the podcast. So make sure you tune in, subscribe, share it with a friend, sign up for emails at brainandlynette.com. Follow me on the socials. I mostly just post on Facebook. It's easy. And then it uploads to Instagram, but that's no big deal. And then if you want to check out my books, I've got Once Upon a Time Bitches and I have Fuck Luck Bitches, which I think is another important conversation we need to have because some motherfucker, I have a kitten coming and someone posted on my page, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. Like if I won the lottery or something and that's how I got a kitten, bitch, I'm working for this life. I'm working. I'm showing up. I'm doing the things. It's not luck. I didn't just happen to become, you know, I'm sitting here and then someone just randomly called me and said, hey, I have a kitten that you're looking for. It's all yours, free and clear. You don't have to do any work, all the things. Like that's not how life works. So fuck luck, bitches. You can check it out. But if you are interested in microdosing, you're curious about the things, spam me with your questions. I'm happy to help you. My first piece of advice to you, if you are someone who wants to experience microdosing, okay, you're not going to feel anything. You're not getting high. You're not tripping, like none of that. Okay. But if you're looking for finding it, okay, this is your first step is to find someone that has the mushrooms. I literally started with a weed guy. Okay. I've since graduated a few levels up because I mean, it's a weed guy. Okay. Weed guys, I feel like they're weed guys. Like, I don't think they're as obsessed with the magic of psilocybin. Okay. Then you want to find like an actual psilocybin human. And I can connect you with that. You can get them in a lot of different forms. It's all accessible. There's a lot of people, a lot of counties that have opened up where it is decriminalized, so it's not illegal. I know I am happy to get my stuff in Ann Arbor, Michigan, because it is decriminalized. So if you are curious about starting or you have any questions, or maybe you have psilocybin, you're not sure what to do, don't be afraid to reach out. You can message me, brainandlynette.com, sign up, and then just hit me up with whatever questions you have. You can message me there or on Facebook. It doesn't matter. I just want you to get started. I feel like if we could get the whole world on psilocybin, I probably wouldn't be as annoyed as I am 99% of the time, because no matter how much I microdose or how much, you know, I do self personal development or self love, people still annoy me. It's a fact, and it's going to happen to you too. And that's okay. Doesn't mean you're broken, bitch. It means you're human. So I love you. Have a great week.